Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in...
The Prize Fool. Ozzy, don't ring off when I'm talking. Listen, if your mom and dad ever tell you you're going to have a sister, try and swap her for a bowl of goldfish. What? Oh, it's Scraggy Annie here. Oh, Susan. Oh, you should hear the way they all go on about her. She's dead clever. And what do you mean her brother's dead ignorant? Just for that, I'll show you how to keep your hair dry without your cap on. I'll tie your ears together over your head. Of course I know she's won a prize in a magazine. It's not a fortune she's won. It's only a moldy old record token. Anyway, she'll win another prize any minute now for the high jump. She's upstairs having a wash, and when she reaches for the clean towel, what do you think she'll find inside it? The plastic beetle Charlie Thompson lent me. Yeah, that's right. That horrible big black thing with the beady eyes. Looks a bit like your dad. Won't I'll shake her. She hates beetles. She hates all insects except Alfie. You what? She might not find it. She found it. I'd better ring off now. I want to make sure I've got my excuse ready. Yeah, ta-da, Porky Chops.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Sinclair. It was very clever how Susan won the prize. It was in that magazine, Popsville, you know.
I know all about it, Alfie.
You see, all the facts about pop music were numbered, and Susan had this brilliant idea.
She told me.
She took all his ages and put them down against the same numbers, starting with the eldest, that's you, you see, and so on, right down to Jimmy, but there was still one number, spare number two, and Susie age of our Sue kid. Me mum reminded me she's a cat. No, not me mum, she's a woman, I mean... Hello, Jimmy.
Hello, Alfie. Hello, Grandad. Feeling a bit cooler now.
Cooler? What do you mean?
I see Alfie's fanning you with his tongue again.
You're not kidding. Stop kidding, Jimmy.
Here we are. Oh, just take these things off me, the tea things, will you please, Alfie?
Yeah, I've got a Mrs. Clitheroe. Hey, about Susan's record talking, I was just fanning Mr. Sinclair, talking to him with my tongue.
What do you usually talk with, your feet?
Oh, that'll do, Jimmy. Did any of you hear a funny noise just now?
You mean apart from Alfie, Mum?
I thought I heard something, Pat. Did you hear a scream when you were outside, Jimmy?
Yes, but I thought that was you, Grandad, listening to Alfie. Anyway, go on, Alfie. You were just going to talk about my dear, wonderful sister winning the record token.
Where is he? Where is the little menace?
He's just telling us how you won the record token, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm here, Susan.
I don't mean you, Alfie. Him there, grinning all over his silly face.
Alfie, she shouldn't talk like that about my granddad, should she?
No, Susan, be careful what you... I think I'll bump you in a minute.
Susan, what's the matter, love?
I was having a wash, Mother. And when I picked the towel up to dry myself, out fell this horrible thing, a beetle.
Oh, there are horrible things to have in your house, beetles. Well, we once had some, and my dad got some powder, but he got it all mixed up with some other stuff. He put curry powder down for the beetles, and my mum nearly made me lunch with EDT. It killed them all right.
What, your mum's lunch?
Oh, shut up. Look, Alfie, this is a plastic beetle.
Is it? Oh, DDT will never kill that. You'll need something stronger to do. What am I talking about?
About 100 words a minute of rubbish.
Now, that'll do, Jimmy. Did you put that beetle in Susan's towel?
Oh, Grandad, it's a waste of time asking him. He'll deny all knowledge of it.
Yes, I did put that beetle in Susan's towel.
There you are. You did?
Yeah, so put that in your jeans and waggle it.
Just stop it, Jimmy, playing your silly tricks on Susan.
But it wasn't a trick, Mum. Charlie Thompson wanted his beetle back, so I thought I'd give it a good wash first. Then I put it in the towel to dry, and I must have accidentally forgotten about it.
Right, well, I'm accidentally going to throw it on the fire.
Oh, you can't do that, Charlie. You've charged me for it. Let me have it back, please. Susan, dear.
No, I won't.
Give me that beetle or I'll bash you.
It's you that'll get back in a minute. frightening Susan like that.
I'm going to lock this silly beetle in your bureau, Mother.
But it's Charlie's who wants it back.
Then he can come to me for it.
Don't you realize playing jokes like that can be dangerous?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, what if that beetle had been a live one?
Think of the shock. Oh, of course, Alfie. One look at our Susan's face. And the poor thing might have died of fright. Come out, you duck-looking drawer. It's no use hiding, Beetle. I know you're in there.
Jimmy, is that you in the front room?
No, I've gone to the pictures. Come out, will you? It's no use. I must buy some skeleton keys the next time I see a skeleton.
Oh, here you are. Yeah, I've gone to the pictures.
Have you? Well, bring me a nice lolly back.
Yeah, right. Now, then, that'll do. What are you doing in here?
What does it look like I'm doing? I'm going through my mum's drawers.
It won't come out because it's locked. Yeah, any fool can see that.
That's true. You saw it, didn't you?
Yeah. Very funny. Any more of that? Now, I'll tell him you tried to open that drawer and you couldn't.
You can tell him I could. I've just remembered there's a way of opening this. Watch. You ease it up like this and the lock slips halfway out of the hole. Ease it a bit more and all you want is one good heave.
Hey, no, be careful. Put the top on that bottle.
Out you come. It didn't come out.
No, but the ink did. All over the desktop.
Oh, no. What a mess. Look at it.
But don't just stand there. Get it mopped up.
Right, give me your hanky.
Yeah. See, mop that bit there first before it drips on the... Me hanky. That's one of me best ones.
Yes, you can tell that the way it's soaking up all the ink. Come on, Alfie. You get mopping as well.
I can't. I haven't got another hanky.
Well, hurry up then. Get licking. Do your best with these sheets of writing paper. You won't need a lot. Most of it's gone on this magazine.
Oh, Susan's magazine. Popsville. What are you going to do with it?
Put me feet up and read it, you daft-looking. Oh, I'm going to burn it with your handkerchief. Pass me that waste paper bin. Hurry up.
Oh, yeah. But you'll never get away with this.
I will if you keep your trap shut.
That won't matter. They'll catch out this time.
No, they won't. All I've got to do is burn this lot on the living room fire. Come on.
All right. Hey. What's that rattling noise?
Your head, your brains have worked loose again. Oh, come on.
Oh, Pat, my tea's sticking again.
What? It
went through.
It's me, Grandad. And me, Mum.
There you are. I'll give you my key.
This lot won't burn up before they come in.
What are you going to do then?
A 3-minute mile the way things are going. Look, you keep them talking while I go out the back way and dump this lot in the dustbin.
But Jimmy, what shall I talk about?
Oh, anything. Talk about the weather. Just hold them up for a minute.
But Jimmy, all right. We don't have to get lumbered.
Right. Come in, Pat. Oh, Alfie.
Hello, Mr. Sinclair. Yeah, lovely weather, isn't it?
It's pouring down. Out of my way.
Oh, Alfie, what are you doing here?
We're holding you up. Yeah, I mean, the weather. Not holding it up, because it is. But, I mean, the clouds are, and Jimmy said talk about it.
Where is Jimmy?
He's just taking them. He just popped out for the... He's gone with... He'll be back in a minute.
What was that, Alfie?
Talking about the weather. I have an uncle who emigrated to Australia, and he's to do with the weather. Well, most of the time he's under it because he doesn't half love his beer. He tells sheep farmers when it's going to rain.
Oh, here he is.
It can't be. It's 10,000 miles of it. Oh, Jimmy.
Hello, Mum. Grandad.
Come on. We'll dry our things in the kitchen and I'll make some tea.
Oh, good. We'd like some tea, wouldn't we, Alfie?
Oh, yes, please. My uncle's called Adelaide, Mr. Sinclair.
Adelaide?
Oh, no, that's where he lives. Isn't he? No, he's called Sydney. Or is that where he lives as well? Well, I know one thing for sure. He isn't my Uncle Wagga Wagga.
Oh, out of my way, you fool. Come in, man.
Oh, they've gone at last. Listen, I was dead lucky when I went outside. The man had just called for the dustbin.
He's taken it all away. What you wanted to get rid of?
All except you, Alfie.
Oh, good. You what?
Oh, nothing. I've left the waste paper bin in the greenhouse. You can smuggle it in later.
Yeah, my mum always wears a pair of them when the weather's cold, Mr. Sinclair. Woolly ones. They're bright red, and she says they don't have to keep her warm. Yep. My mum won't go anywhere without the woolly gloves.
Oh, gloves.
Yes, gloves, Grandad. Hey, you didn't think Alfie meant...
Never mind what I thought.
I know what you thought she was. A pair of long red woolen...
Jimmy.
Stockings.
Stockings? I thought he thought I meant woolly combat underwear. Nick found... and she gone warm.
Well, I've looked in the front room, Father, but I can't find them.
Ask her if she's lost her winter woolies, Alfie.
Have you lost your stockings, Mrs. Woolly? Say, sure.
You behave yourself, Jimmy. You haven't seen a magazine, have you?
Magazine? Yeah. What magazine?
Your mother and me were arguing about the value of Susan's record token. And it's in the magazine.
What, the value?
No, the actual token.
Oh, heck.
You mean it's in Susan's magazine? Pigsville. The Pigsville. Your Bobsville.
Yes. Susan left it inside the magazine after she showed it to me the other day. I thought the magazine was still there. But it isn't.
No, it's burnt. Go over there.
Well, Sue got cramp again, Alfie. And are you sure that record token was in that magazine, Mum?
I'm positive, Jimmy. Oh, there's the kettle boiling. I'll just brew the tea.
No, we'll do it. Come in the kitchen, Alfie.
Oh, all right, then. The tea's in the pot. All you've got to do is pour the hot water in.
Right, Mum. That's what you've got me in, Alfie, all. Hot water.
Can't it awful. Says Susan will go mad when she finds you we've got rid of her record took. It wasn't my fault.
No, it was the dustman's. So you can tell him.
What dustman?
The one who collected our dustbin. We're going to the corporation to find him as soon as we've had our tea.
Oh, to try and get the record token back?
No, to give him a Christmas box, you stupid. When we get back in, just drink your tea, quick like me, and say nothing about where we're going.
You mean...
Yeah. Lift your cup up, sup up, and shut up.
This is the place, Jim.
Oh, at last. Oh, come on, let's go in.
Hey, just a minute. I didn't hear anybody knock on my door.
Didn't you? Did you hear anybody knock, Alfie?
No.
No, neither did I. They must have gone away.
Who?
The people who weren't there.
Oh, that's right. I've got enough trouble without comical kids. I was just packing up for the day. What do you want, mister?
Well, you see, the dustman who collects our stuff...
Keep quiet, lad. You tell me, mister.
Well, you see, Jimmy spilled some ink on his magazine, parts of it. Well, not his sister's, and he wanted to throw her on the fire. If I mean. Because he didn't know the record token was in it. But he couldn't anyway, because his mum and granddad came in, so he put them in the dustbin and he wants them back.
You what?
You heard what he said. My mum and grandad were in the dustbin reading Popsville. While my sister was pouring the ink over a record token sat on the fire.
Now look, don't start acting the fool with me.
I'm not acting the fool.
No, he is a fool.
You shut up. Look, mister, you don't understand me.
Of course not. He's a dustman, not a doctor.
I'm the foreman. And the art dustmen, they're refuse disposal officers.
Who hired Jollypies? Well, when your refuse disposal officer called at Clitheroe Castle, there was a magazine in our gold-plated dustbin, which he accidentally bunged on his muck car. And I want to get it back.
Oh, dear. you have got stomach trouble, my feet are killing me, and the wife's mother's staying for the week. And that's not enough. I have to have Loggle and Hardy.
I'm sorry, mister. Look, if you can just tell us where they tip the stuff, we'll have a look through the magazine ourselves, won't we?
We don't have a tip. The refuse goes down a chute and through a pipe.
Can I have a look at the end of the pipe?
You can if you like. The end of the pipe is in the incinerator.
That's a furnace.
Oh, you mean the stuff's all burnt?
That's right. So I don't think I can help you.
Oh, Jim, Susan will murder you. I mean, she's bound to find out.
Not for a bit. I'll just have to soft soap her for a while. Be nice to her and do things for her.
She'll think you've gone crackers.
Well, that's all right. Then when she finds out about the token, I'll plead guilty but insensible. Any money for going, Sue. I like going errands for my lovely sister. Just have a rest. I'll run all the way.
Alfie, that was our Jimmy, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Offering to go errands for nothing, for me? You'd better pinch me, see if I'm dreaming.
All right.
Ow, you fool!
I'm sorry, I didn't think.
He must be up to some trickery, or I've gone soft in the head.
No, it's him. He's guilty, but insensitive. Good, but sensible, I mean.
You what?
Well, nothing. I shouldn't say, but I don't know anything. He just wants to be nice. I mean, I like doing things for you.
Yes, but you're not my brother.
Oh, and I'm glad.
Hey, talking about doing things for me, you remember to deliver my letter, I hope.
Yeah, of course. What letter?
Oh, well, see, the letter I gave you to take to Mary Thompson.
Oh, that one. Oh, yes, I remember. I put it in my inside pocket here so that I'd be still here.
Oh, you're hopeless. Give it to me.
No, look, I'll take it round to her now.
Oh, it's too late. The shops are closed now. It was my record token. Mary was going to get the record I wanted for me this morning while I was at work. I'll get it myself now on Monday.
Oh, I'm sorry. But it can't be in here, the token. It's in the incinerator with the dustbin. Look, I'll open the envelope and show you.
What incinerator?
Where the dustman put it. Hey, it is here.
I told you. Give it to me and I'll put it away till Monday.
Yeah, but I don't understand. Jimmy didn't throw it away after all.
Alfie Hall, if you don't tell me what you're babbling about, I'll clonk you with this teapot.
All right, now I suppose. Jimmy spilled ink on you, a magazine, Popsville, and he threw it in the dustbin.
What?
Yeah. Oh, he bought you another one. Well, I mean, we did, but he thought your record token was in the magazine. Your mother said it was.
Well, it was there, but I took it out to send to Mary. So that's why my little delinquent brother was being so nice.
Yeah, I wait till he finds out.
Oh, yes, we will wait as long as possible. So don't tell him he didn't lose it. I'm going to enjoy having my own little slave for a day or two. Yes, there's lots of nasty little jobs I can find for my nice little brother. What happened, Susan? He's been running around after you all day.
Aye, I nearly had a fit when I saw him washing your stockings for you.
Jim would have had a fit if he knew he was doing it all for nothing.
He thinks he's lost my record token, so he's trying to keep in my good books.
Where is he now?
He's upstairs making my bed for the second time.
The second time?
Oh, yes, as soon as he finished the first time, I decided to have a nap.
What's the idea, Susan? What's this about your record token?
Oh, I don't know how I stopped myself putting something horrible in her bed. Never mind. When this is all over, I'll make it again for her. A frog at her feet and a kipper under the pillar.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Hello. The hyenas are at it.
Thank you, Jimmy, falling for that.
He's talking about me. Falling for what? Where's that keyhole?
That's rich. Jimmy chasing after a magazine when the record token was in Alfie's pocket all the time.
The stupid twit.
Yeah, I I didn't know the tokens of the envelope Susan gave me. Not until she told me yesterday afternoon.
They've both been taking me for a mug since yesterday afternoon. Well, the lovebirds are in for a hard day's night.
Hey, man, it has been funny today.
We'll see if he laughs tomorrow with his head in a sling.
I could hardly keep my face straight.
Ooh, I'll straighten it for her. I'll give her a karate chop with a coal scuttle.
Jimmy, what have you done to these shoes of Susan's?
Cleaned them, ma'am. She asked me to clean all her shoes. And she told me to use the dark tan polish. So I did.
Yeah, but she didn't want you to use it on her tennis shoes. They're white.
They don't look very white to me.
Not now they don't, but they did before you cleaned them.
But, Sue, I was only trying to help, to do something for you.
Well, don't help anymore. Don't do anything for me. I'm sorry, Alfie. You'll have to wait till I wash my hair again.
All right, Susan.
I can't go to the shops looking like this.
That's gratitude for you, Alfie.
What happened, Jim?
I was just being nice to her. I heard her say her hairbrush was a bit greasy, so I cleaned it for her.
Why is she cross? Hey, what did you clean her hairbrush with?
With the stuff my mum asked for getting rid of grease. Oven cleaner. I thought she'd have been pleased. Hello. Yes. This is Cliverhouse Castle. Lord James speaking. Oh, hello, Mary. Susan, no Scragginette's gone out. She's gone shopping with a pet spaniel, Alfie Hall. Yes, he carries the basket for her in his mouth. All right. Yes, I'll take a message for her. Yeah, I'll write it down. Hang on till I find a bit of paper. I'm a blooming messenger boy now. Where the heck's the writing paper? Oh, this old envelope will do. Hello, Mary. I've got some paper. What's the message? You're changing the place. Instead of meeting you at the town hall at 7, can she meet you outside the Hippodrome at 8? Right. Yes, I've got it. Yes, I know. You don't want to wait in for an hour. Yes, I've written it down. Okay. Hello. No, it would be a shame if Susan didn't get the message. She'd be waiting in the cold at the wrong place. An hour too early. Oh, what a pity that I accidentally dropped that envelope in the fire. Oh, dear, it's burning. Now I'll never be able to remember whether she had to meet Mary an hour later or an hour earlier. Oh, I think she'd better be there at 6 to make sure.
Oh, put the things in the room there, Alfie. I'll sort them out in a minute.
You're right, Susan.
You're back quick, aren't you? I thought I was going to have a bit of peace.
We're not stopping long, Cheeky. I'll just pop upstairs and get my mat, Alfie. Won't be a minute.
You're right, Susan. Get in mind, Jimmy, till I put these things in the room.
What have you bought?
Nothing for you. Just some grosses, lacquer and nylons.
What size do you take?
9. Oh, shut up. For Susan's. Now then, which drawer is it?
Hey, stop going in our drawers. It's not your house.
I'm looking for an envelope to save time. We're in a hurry.
An envelope?
Yes. Yep, a blue one. It's open. Got Mary Thompson's name on it.
Well, you're wasting your time. It's burnt.
You know what?
I accidentally dropped it in the fire.
Oh, no. Oh, heck. Oh, Jim.
Oh, bell talk.
Susan's record token was in that envelope.
What?
Oh, you've done it this time. Oh, blooming heck.
All right, I'm ready, Alfie. We'd better hurry.
Sue, sweet Sue, is there anything I can do for you?
You what?
Can I go to the shops for you? Or carry a bag or carry you? Can I clean your shoes? With me tongue? Anything, please?
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week, where Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, and Diana Day as Susan, with Joe Gladwin as the foreman. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
To the record shop straight away, so I started being nice to her again. I kept it up all day, and I just crawled upstairs for my last job, giving Susan a cocoa in bed, when she told me she knew all about it and started to laugh. When Alfie gave her the envelope on Saturday, she took the record token out and put it in her bag. I haven't burnt it at all. Twice I fell for the same trick. Then she said her cocoa was too hot. So I went down and got her some cold milk, and I poured it all over her face. Hello!